clean white sheets. I asked to be left alone with you. They weren't happy about it. But who's cruel enough to argue with the widow? One of them hangs like a painting in the hallway for quite a while before he huffs and reluctantly goes. As reluctant to accept the disruption of me as this clean white room is, with its clean white walls, clean white rolling door, clean white sheets. I've come to dress you for burial, or cremation. In all the times we talked about it, you never specified which, nor what you wanted to wear. You'd probably pick the Skinny Dick's Halfway In t-shirt, bought when we visited Susan in Fairbanks. She always complained about the city's 20 hours and 17 minutes of night on winter solstice, but we love the dark's invitation to linger longer in the Regency's luxury sheets, making good on the t-shirt's promise of loose women tightened here. And if I dressed you in it, what would I wear to bed on those nights I needed to make you laugh? Too sick for sex by then, but never for a laugh. You said you wanted to come back as a nautilus, a living fossil, relatively unchanged after 500 million years of evolution, with the rare ability to withstand being brought up from its depths with no apparent damage from the experience. I pull back the white sheet to remind you that a diabetic who survived Woodstock on nothing but carrots and acid was probably already a living fossil. Why do we cover the faces of the dead? Are we afraid it would be rude to stare? Or are we afraid they might stare back at us with not a hint of recognition? You are still intact. Your generous chest, which never had enough hair to suit you. Your penis, modeled by vitiligo. That one-of-a-kind penis you said would allow me to positively identify you, even if you'd been decapitated. But you haven't been. Your head is here. Everything I've ever wanted is here, surprisingly unchanged after what seems like 500 million years of marriage. Except the dark outside the window now is threatening, as are white sheets, which will never find their way onto my bed again, no matter how high the thread count, no matter how Egyptian the cotton. Hotel rooms are going to be hell.